here at Northview High School, the Northview Marching Band with the great presentation of the national anthem. Fireworks in the sky. The sun is blazing. It's 83 degrees and humid. It's going to be a great night for football.
Oh, you bet you, Brad. And it's homecoming, too. We got darn near the whole community out here supporting. Fun festivities before the game. The crowning of a new homecoming queen. I tell you what, it's a great night to be in Brazil, Indiana, Brad, and I'm excited to do it with you.
Yes, it is. And tonight's homecoming queen was Cambry Lucas. Cambry Lucas was crowned queen before. I'll find out who the king was after this break. We'll be back. You're listening to the pregame show, Northview, Owen Valley, from Jerry Anderson Field. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5, and WAMBRadio.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon AMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual-fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonamc.com or call 765-569-3282.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field, the Knights versus the Patriots of Owen Valley. Jacob, we've got a brief pregame show here because of some technical difficulties, but you know what? Looking at last season, the Knights went to Owen Valley, went down to Spencer, Indiana, and come out with a big win over the Patriots, not much different as far as lineup for this year. It shouldn't be much of a contest, but you know what? If that was the case, we wouldn't play the game.
Oh, most definitely. And I tell you what, Owen Valley's coming into this game, Brad, with nothing to lose.
No, they haven't
had the best start to their season, but they're hungry. And a lot of these teams in this WIC, they have Northview check marks on their list because they want to come and try to beat us because that would be a great win for them. So Northview's going to have to do their best to not let their guard down. They're going to have to come out with the pedal to the metal, just like last week, and they're going to have to bring it to this Patriots squad or else they're going to upset us. We don't want that to happen, especially on homecoming.
Nope, and the thing about tonight's game is Northview is coming off of a big win last week against a team that, you know, everybody thought it was going to be the championship of the WIC after we beat Sullivan with West Vigo. So now the this game in North Putnam and South Putnam, and we're WIC champs. The kick's away, and it's fielded at the 20-yard line. Taken by Christian McDonald. He's up to about the 30, and the ball is out, and it looks like the Knights are going to recover. No, they ruled him down by contact. So Owen Valley will have the ball first and 10 from, it looks like the ball is going to be spotted about the 31-yard line. And a nice start here for the Knights as far as seeing that ball rolling around on this turf.
Oh, yeah, that dynamite defense coming at it early off the kick, Brad. And I tell you what, I want to go ahead and throw this out there. My prediction for today's game, Northview's going to win 49-0. That's how much faith I not only do I have in the defense to shut them out, but the offense, I have to put up many points tonight. So if that happens, you're here to hear first.
All right, here we go. Double tight end formation, receiver split left. Handoff up the middle, carried by number 27, McDonald, and he may have picked that too. And he's tackled by number 24, and that's the sophomore Isaac Torbert. Good start for this defense. A lot of dynamite out here. Fireworks a lot tonight. If you got 49 to nothing, we're going to see a lot of fireworks, and hopefully it's real quick. Like,
hey, I'd be fine with that.
They break the huddle, and they come to the line. Power formation, double tight end. Receiver split to both sides. Hand off again to McDonald. Carries it up the middle, nothing there. Maybe a yard, maybe two. In on the tackle that time is number 12, and that's big man Elias Gordon. Myas Gordon's had a great season so far. I'd love to see the kid on the football field. And the good thing is we get him again next year.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, he's been a threat on both sides of the ball. And it's great to have him in the North uniform. That's for darn sure, Brad.
Same formation, double tight end, two receivers. McDonald, the left, going to be a pass. He drops back. He throws it, and it's caught by number 34. That's Connor Welch. Welch at the 40. He's tackled by number 42, and that would be Braxton Sampson. And I'll tell you what, he was the player of the game last Friday night, and I talked to him at Dairy Queen after the game, and he told me, he said, Brad, he said, it all come together. I'm ready to eat.
Oh, yeah, he's an awesome kid. I told him after the game that he was the guy that got player of the game, and he was kind of dumbfounded. He couldn't believe it. And I tell you what, he's a humble kid. I'm excited to see him work the rest of the season.
That ball ended up being spotted at the 41 somehow, even though he went down the way behind the 40, and that's enough for an Ohm Valley first down. It'll be first and 10 with 10:38 to go, and the clock's running on the Great Dane scoreboard, and it's 0-0. Quarterback takes a snap. It's a bad snap, and he just falls on it. That's going to be a loss of about 7. Quarterback for Ohm Valley is Brody Lester, a freshman, 5'8". Good to see a young man out there getting a start, a varsity start as quarterback.
Yeah, that's where the young kids grow up real quick, getting this task to play in front of such a big crowd on Friday night, especially like tonight, and let's see how the young kid handles it.
Well, they break the huddle. It'll be second down and a bunch. 16 on the scoreboard. Lester takes the snap. He rolls to his right. He looks to pass, and he's going to be sacked for a loss by Elias Gordon. Gordon already in on two big plays. He's going to say, if somebody on defense getting player of the game, it isn't going to be you, Sampson.
No kidding. He heard Corbin Allen's gesture before the game saying if they win this game, they're going to Wings, et cetera, to celebrate. And I think Elias wants to make sure that happens the way he's been firing out the gate here.
Yep.
He wants some wings.
Speaking of wings, let's talk about our sponsors real quick. Grinnell National Bank, you're not a number. You're our neighbor. Without our sponsors, we can't do this, Jacob. We need more. Call DLT Media. Stop by 111 East National. Lester takes a snap. He's got to be sacked again, and that's by Isaac Torbert. 2 sacks in a row, and that's going to make it 4th and about a mile. Got to think. Park County REMC, your touchdown energy cooperative. Great Dane. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Well, set back to punt is the Patriots. The punt's up, and it's away by number 34. That's Connor Welch. It's a short punt, and it's going to roll up to about the 47-yard line where it's down by Eli Henshaw, and the Knights are going to have short field. That one even made a first down if they'd have got that. All right, Jacob, here we go with the offense. Last week we seen a little different set by Coach Rates. We seen the Wildcat. Corbin Allen would line up. Quarterback Keegan Garrison would be out in the slot. And they break the huddle, and it looks like Garrison's going to be the quarterback. I formation. Power eye, Elias Gordon in the slot to the left. 2 receivers, pitch to Allen around the left side. He's at the 50, the 45, bounces it out to the 43. They blow the whistle for no reason. They blow the whistle, and it's going to stop him at the 44, and that was a touchdown.
Yeah, I think he was gone on that, Brad.
That was a touchdown.
Sure.
Nothing stopped, nothing. It was an inadvertent whistle. You can look at the official. He's over there, and he's just his hands are on his hips. You know he made a mistake.
It happens. It's the human part of the game.
That's right. Second down and 6 to pick up a 4. Same formation except for Gordon's slot right.
I think Northview's going to have plenty of opportunities there.
Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Allen. Allen's hit in the backfield, but he breaks the tackle. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25. He's got it. Touchdown, Northview. Corbin Allen with a 44-yard touchdown run. And the Knights are up 6-0 in the first quarter with 7:40 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. And what do you think about that, Jacob Harden?
There's a saying. saying, ball don't lie, Brad. The ball don't lie. And right there, that is a good, fine example of that. You know, we talked about how that should have been a touchdown. Very next play, what do you know? 6 points on the board, about to be seven.
Out for the night, the kick will be Stephen Thomas for the PAT. Holding is Dylan White. The snap's low, it's down, it's up, and it's good on your Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 7, Owen Valley 0. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings.
Yes, I can.
Brazil facility at Great
no,
Dane.
No, I've got Comrex in queue right now.
Providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow here in your backyard. Call Great Dane
switch
of Brazil, 812-443-4711
liner.
Apply online at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
The 25-yard line where Braxton Sampson makes the tackle, and Owen Valley will have it first and 10 from the 25.
You're on the cell phone, right?
And we got an official's timeout, stops the clock. 7:15 to go in the first quarter, and the Knights are up 7-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
It's time to ignite some more dynamite here, Brad.
There we go.
Defense.
Lester with the snap, hands it off up the middle, nothing there. McDonald carries it for a loss of one. Zach Calandrilla in on the tackle. Second down and 11. Defensive starters for the line for the Knights. You've got number 53. That being Zach Calandrilla is a left end. Isaac Torbert and Bowen Bussing in the middle. And Elias Gordon on the right end. Dylan White on the left corner. And starting tonight is Jashawn Allen on the right safety. And it's handed off to 27 McDonald, and he picks up maybe a yard, but we're going to have a 15-yard penalty against the Knights. It's going to be a face mask.
Tell Dennis to go to comments.
Hello, Dennis.
I'll be there, Dave.
All right. It's going to be a personal foul. 15-yard penalty.
1, 2, 3. Line.
Hayes will be okay.
All right. That'll be first down at the 39-yard line. Owen Valley breaks the huddle. McDonald line to the left. Double tight end set. Two receivers, one left, one right. Hand off up the middle to McDonald. Nothing there. And fake me out. Put it in the back pocket. And Brody Lester still tackled by Elias Gordon. A pickup of.
Yeah, that's the important thing. They faked us out up here, but luckily not the Northview defense.
Yeah,
we'll be all right with that.
So it brings up second down and 11. 6 minutes to go, and we've got a touchdown, and our dynamite defense is rolling. Two receivers, one goes in motion. Left to right, drops it out, throws it, and it's intercepted at the 40, up to the 37-yard line, and that's going to be Bradford with his second interception of the season, but we do have a penalty marker. Let's see what we got. I think it was after. Nope. Pass interference against the Knights. That's going to negate the interception.
So, Brad, explain, you're going to upgrade equipment real fast.
All right. We're going to step off here for just about 30 seconds, and we'll be right back here.
You're on.
All right. Welcome back to Northview Football.
Okay. You're on.
It's 5:39 to go in the first quarter. Northview has the Northview takes over first and 10 after that interception. Not sure how it was. We switched equipment. I didn't see what happened, Jacob. Did you?
Well, there was a pass interference before the interception, so they called it back.
But it wasn't enough for a first down. So they turned it over on downs. The Knights offense got the ball. Keegan Garrison rolls to his right. Got nothing there. He's going to keep it. He's going to get it up to, let's call it the 40, I don't know, the 47. The 47-yard line, and that's going to be tackled by Hughes. So they're going to, well, now they spot it back at the 50. All right. So it'll be a loss of one. It'll make it second down 11.
It's all right, though. This Northview team is not going to be fazed. No matter what the call is on the field, they're going to come back and they're going to fire away, Brad, and I think they're going to be just fine.
All right, second down 11, two receivers left. You got Josh Wright and Zach Brown. Elias Gordon and Allen in the I formation, hand off to Allen. Allen at the 50, the 45, and he's going to be tackled for a pickup of six. And that was number 34, Connor Welch, and number 66, George Philippe or Zach Mosley in on the tackle. So that makes it third and manageable, 6 yards. Coach Rates calls into play. Garrison breaks the huddle. All right, we've got Zach Brown left. Josh Wright to the right side of the field. Elias Gordon in the slot. And Noah Miner pitch out to the left side. Allen, he cuts it up. Is it the 45, the 40? And he's going to get up to about the 37, and that's going to be a Northview first down. Corbin Allen is a running machine, and tonight he wants to go eat some wings.
I tell you what, Brad, he's like an absolute lightning bolt going across the gridiron there. And I tell you what, man, blink of an eye, you're going to miss him.
Got to thank Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Tonight's player of the game, sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer of Brazil. First and 10. Power formation. Garrison takes snap. He's going to pass. It's to Gordon. Gordon on that flat. He's got it at the 35. He breaks the tackle. The 30. Down to the 24 where he's upended by number 4. That's Bryce Le... Yeah, I ain't even going to butcher that one. I'm going to listen to the announcer. And he just abides that one. It's Lacoca, I think. I think it's Lacoca. That's what we're going to go with. It's L-E-C-O-C-Q. Anyways, it's first and 10. Mac McDonald looks at me like, yeah, okay, you can butcher that one. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Garrison takes a snap. He hands it off this time to the left side. It's Zach Brown. Brown gets hit for a loss. Big tackle there by a host of Patriots. Something different. Zach Brown lined up in the backfield.
Yeah, trying to change it up a little bit, get some guys some reps. I mean, you don't want to assume that you're going to roll over a team, but knowing that Owen Valley is kind of the weaker opponent, I think Coach might be trying to get some guys some different reps and experiment a little bit.
All right. That's going to make it second down and about, I don't know, we'll call it 15. Scoreboard's got 15. We'll go with it. 2:23 and the clock's rolling on the Great Dane scoreboard tonight. 7, the Patriots, 0. Garrison fakes the handoff. Everybody buys to it. He's got a wide open. Oh, and he drops it. He had a wide open Zach Brown, and he had Josh Wright in the end zone uncovered. Josh Wright, the cornerback that had Josh Wright, he went after Corbin Allen on the fake on the handoff. And, man, they missed an opportunity there. Third down and 15. Garrison gets the call from Coach Rates. They break the huddle. Line tonight, no changes. Bowen Bussing, left tackle. Calandrilla, left guard. Landon Falk, center. Colton McKee, right guard. And, oh, we got a snap. Nice screen set up to Allen. He's got it at 20, 15, 10. Breaks a tackle. He's still on his feet and up to the 6. And that's going to be a Northview first down. Right tackle is Dylan Zinko. Beef on that line, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
Beef on that line. So Northview with another red zone opportunity. It's going to be first and goal from the 9. I say you stick with it. Left side, Corbin Allen. He's positive for about 18 yards of carry right now on the left side.
Yeah, make this Patriot defense prove they can stop him.
Got Josh Wright left, and it looks like they've brought Zach Brown to the right side. Elias Gordon in the slot. Allen, you're only back. He gets the pitch right side. He's going to run into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Northview, 8-yard touchdown for Allen.
Great block right there by 52, Colton McKee. Like we talked about many times, that's kind of those are the things that go unnoticed sometimes.
Yep.
And he gave a great opening right there for Corb to just to run it on in. For
nobody touched him.
That's right.
Well, that's fireworks number 3, 2 off a touchdown, 1 for the pregame. Wonder how many fireworks they got loaded in the truck, because on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 13-0 with 1:28 in the first, and we've got a PAT. Thomas, the kick, and it's 14-0. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust.
Okay, Brad, everything sounded good now.
Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary. As
you may want to bring up Jacob's microphone just a little bit.
All the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or
business. That's much better. Thank you.
Deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Northview's going to kick off after a 4-8-yard touchdown run by Allen. Thomas set to kick. The kick's up. And it's going to be a touchback. First one for the year for Thomas as he kicks it into the end zone. And Owen Valley will get the football at the 20-yard line. So on your Great Dane scoreboard, 1:28 to go. The Knights are up 14-0 over the Patriots. And, Jacob, you was bold in that short pregame, 49-0. And, you know, I didn't write down my prediction. But today when I was coming, I looked back at the past scores, and I'd like to see us surpass that 72-0 win two or 3 years ago.
Hey, I'd be all right with that, Brad.
Owen Valley takes a snap, is the quarterback, Brody Lester. He hands it off to the first man through. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Nothing there. Parker Jordan with the tackle. And that was a carry by Clayton Meek. 31. And the quarterback goes to the sideline. He either sees something or didn't understand the call. They've got a big fella in there. 76. Lined up now as a fullback, Kyle Johnson. He's just set there to block, but it ain't working. Handoff up the middle to McDonald. McDonald gets maybe a yard, and that's going to make it 3rd down and 9. Isaac Torbert in on the tackle. That front line, they're not letting anybody in the secondary play on this one, Jacob.
Oh, no. I tell you what, if you're on Valley, you might as well start trying to pass because, I mean, nothing's getting through that defensive line of ours.
I'll tell you what, it's been quiet so far for Calandrilla. But, man, oh, man, Ike Torbert and Elias Gordon are eating it up in Parker Jordan. Pitch to the right side. McDonald with the carry. Nothing there. Wrapped up by a host of Knights, and on cue, Calandrilla wraps him, slaps him, and slams him to the turf. And that's going to make it fourth in a bunch. And that's going to do it for the first quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights 14, the Patriots 0. You're listening to Northview Knights football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMB and WAMBradio.com.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field, Brazil, Indiana, Northview High School. The Patriots set the punt on fourth down. Punts up, and it's going to be a good one. Looks like it's going to go out of – nope, it rolls back to the middle of the field. And the Patriots are going to down it at the 33-yard line. So far, the Dynamite defense has done what they expected to do in this game. They've exploded the middle line, and Owen Valley has been negative yards on almost every carry.
Yeah, that defense is helping my prediction reign true so far, at least on that side with the old goose egg that I predicted. So,
Lorenz Service, located 400 East National in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. Well, the Knights have it first and 10 from the 33. Keegan Garrison under center, I formation, two receivers to the right. Braxton, oh, and they got a false start, and wow, he just come through there and put somebody on the turf. That would have been Colton McKee. Colton couldn't even flex away from that one. So that's going to be an easy 5 yards for the Knights and going to make it first and five. That was 76. That was Kyle Johnson, the lineman, and he didn't even look at the football. He was straight cadence call on that run. Two receivers to the right, and it looks like in the game for the first set is Bryler Metz. So you got Metz and right to the right, double tied in. Allen, you're only back. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Garrison around the right side. He's going to bust up to the 50, or the 45, sorry. And that's going to be a 7-yard pickup and a Knights first down.
Another great block right there by McKee. Came out of nowhere.
Yep.
And just absolutely flattened somebody to make sure Keegan had enough room to get that first down.
Oh, I don't like to see this. Limping off the field. And we don't have him on our roster. Gage Stockram. 54, Gabe Stockram. He's wearing jersey 44 tonight. I have to update that on my scorecard, but coming off a little gimp, so Knights have it first and 10 to 45. Garrison under center again. He's got Gordon and Allen in the backfield. Hands it off. Nope, fakes it to Allen. He's going to go deep, and he's got Metz wide open. Metz with the catch at the 19 to the 16, and he's tackled for a first down.
Metz gets up. Flexes on him a little bit, rightfully so. What a big play there for the Northview Knights.
Keaton Hunter for the Patriots saved a touchdown there, but, hey, I like to see that. Metz goes up, gets that ball, and, man, all he had to do is shake one leg, and that would have been another 7 points on the Great Dane scoreboard. First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Metz to the left. Josh Wright on the right side. Garrison in the shotgun. Hands it off to Allen. Allen at the 20, the 15, and he falls forward to the they're going to spot him at the 14. That's going to be a pickup of at least four, and that's going to make it second and six for the Knights. Let's see what the Knights have in store here. They had Metz wide open. They've only thrown the ball twice, correct?
I think so.
So here we go. 10:36, clock's ticking. First half. Break the huddle. Josh Wright's going to go to the right side. Metz to the left. Gordon in the motion in the slot position. Snap, faked pass. It's up, and he's going to catch it, and that's a touchdown for Metz.
Little dime piece in the corner of the end zone.
What a pass. The only person that could catch that football was Briler Metz. What a pass by Keegan Garrison, and that's going to be a 14-yard touchdown pass from Garrison to Metz. And Thomas will come on to kick the PAT. Dylan White to hold. Snap, kick, it's up, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 21, the Patriots 0. We'd like to thank York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler Dodge, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morse Manufacturing in Brazil, we are hiring. Apply now at Morse Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Well, three offensive drives, three offensive touchdowns, a 44-yard run by Allen, an 8-yard run by Allen, and a 14-yard pass from Keegan Garrison to Metz. And I'll tell you what, Jacob, the route is on.
Yeah, you got that right. It's starting to make me think I should have predicted the score to be 149-0 at this rate.
Well,
an awesome start by the Knights. And I tell you what, just like we talked about a little bit pregame, you got to keep the pedal to the metal. You can never be content, and you can't settle in this game.
Right. And one thing about tonight is it's still a conference game.
That's right.
You know, you want to keep the machine oiled. You want to keep going. Thomas set to kick off. A whole slew of subs out there on the kickoff team. I like to see this by Coach Rates. Thomas's kick is going to be fielded by McDonald at the 16. He's at the 20, the 25, a little seam to the 30, and he's brought down at the 34-yard line by number 34, Noah Miner. And who else was that in on that tackle? Got flags coming in late, too.
Uh-oh.
That's not going to make Coach Rates happy if that's got to do with somebody in black. That was Caleb Owens was the other one in on that tackle, freshman.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks like the Zebras keep looking over towards the Knights trying to, I don't know, get their story straight.
I think they're talking to the captains. Yeah, they're talking to Northview captains. So let's see what they're going to do here. And the call is offsetting. Unsportsmanlike conduct, both teams. So it'll be first and 10 from the 40 or the 35-yard line for the Patriots. 10:09 to go on the first half in the Great Dane scoreboard. 21-0 after that Mets touchdown pass. Snap, handoff up the middle. He spins. He's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. Got a sub in there running the ball now, which you think you'll see a lot of here on both sides. That's number 23. That's Ethan Jennings. And a host of Knights in on the tackle. No gain, second and 10. Jacob, the sun's out tonight, but it's not bright. There's a haze to it, so we can actually see.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it makes it easier on us. That's for darn sure.
Got to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Two receivers to the right. One guy in the backfield, one in the slot. Snap. It's low. It's picked up. It's going to be a pass. No, it's not. It's going to be a dynamite sack by Torbert and Parker Jordan. And that's going to be a big loss. Wow. Wow.
Lester was running for his life.
He was. And I'll tell you what, Ike Torbert from the left side, and Parker Jordan from the far right side, and they get him for, I don't know, what was that, 12-yard loss?
Too much if you're a Patriot fan.
So it's third down and a bunch. They got to get to the 45. So it's third and 25. Lester in the shotgun, hands it off to 23. That's Aiden Watkin. Watkin runs for his life, nothing there. Hit behind the line of scrimmage by number 29, that being Jonathan Bradford. Also in on a tackle was last man out of the pile, and he's a little gimp getting up for the Knights. We got a whistle. He's going to have to come out for a play. That's not Parker, is it?
I can't tell. From up here, I'm not going to lie. It looks like the numbers are put on with duct tape the way that silver reflects.
Parker Jordan, so he's going to come out for a play, and senior Justin Dickinson's going to get in there on the right as a linebacker. That's not a bad swap. Dickinson's he's athletic.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a punt, so Allen's going to be standing at the 49 to 50-yard line, and the Patriots are going to punt this from the 8. Let's see if we can get a block here, Jacob. Oh, we get a false. Nope. How does that not a false start? Here he comes. Oh, almost got it blocked, but not. It's going to take a big bounce and go out of bounds at the 43-yard line. The Knights will take over on the 43-yard line. Like to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. Give him a call, 812-208-3244, for an insurance quote today. Well, first and 10 for the Knights offense. Keegan Garrison takes a play from the sideline from Rates, hustles out to the huddle. I think this is going to be about a four-play, 40-minute or 40-second drive. So here we go, first and 10. Three receivers left, one to the right. Counter action to Allen. He breaks the tackle. He's outside the 50. Right short of the 50. Probably be the 48. We'll give him 5 on that one. Make it second down and 5. Henderson with the tackle. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Like to thank Morse Manufacturing Brazil for being a game sponsor. We are hiring. Apply now at Morse Manufacturing, located 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Second down and 5. Briler Metz deep here to the near side. We're going left to right on your radio dial. Garrison drops back. He's going to throw a short out. It's caught by Josh Wright at the sticks. We'll see where the spot's at. That's going to be a 5-yard pickup, and that's going to be a Knights first down. Well, that's play number 2. We got 2 more to get it in the end zone. Jacob, we get another touchdown here. We're going to have a lot of time left in the first half. We might get 2 this half.
Yeah, oh, you got that right.
First and 10 from the 46. Big game going on over in Terre Haute. Terre Haute South, ranked number 4. He's trying to stay undefeated against Bloomington South. Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Bradler Metz in the backfield. Metz breaks a tackle. He's still dragging. He drags 2 guys up about a yard. He ran about 6 to pick up 1. Tackled by number 56 for Owen Valley. And that is 56 is Kevin Kincaid. So it's second down and 9. This is play 4. We need a touchdown. Little trickery there with Metz coming in motion and getting that ball. This time he's going to the right side, and Josh Wright will be here on the near side. Elias Gordon in the slot right. Garrison in the pistol. Takes a snap, drops back to pass. It's a screen out to Allen. He's got the 45, cuts back the 40, the 35, breaks the tackle up to the 33. He was down. The ball come loose, but he was already down, so that's going to be a pickup of about 9 for Allen, and that's going to be a first down Northview. So it'll be first and 10 for the Knights at the 34-yard line. Like to thank Lorenz Service, located 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West of Brazil. York Automotive, we're not number 1. You are. Garrison under center, takes the snap, hands off to Allen. Allen, guys, that's the first time they got him in the backfield, but he still musters up a yard or 2, Jacob.
Yeah, Corbin, I don't know if any of you listeners play Madden, but Corbin's one of those players that you go in before the game and you amp up his sliders, meaning that you make him unbelievably great. And that's what it's like. I mean, it seems like no matter how many people try to tackle him, it takes a whole team to get him down.
Yeah, and just a junior, got a whole nother year. This Knights team's going to be we've got a lot of youth. It's going to be nice. You know, talking to Coach Race, he's as excited as I am for the future at Northview. We've had two great seasons. This is going to be a great season. Fakes the handoff. He's got Metz wide open in the end zone. I mean, Josh Wright. Oh, and it just overthrows him. Pass was intended to Josh Wright in the end zone and just overthrew him. Garrison with an extra pace of pepper on that one. Wow.
I like the idea, though. I like the aggressiveness, and I like seeing Key get to really show off the arm tonight. We've talked about it all year, and really the offense has been mainly, you know, the run game. So it's nice to be able to see Keeg be able to show off the cannon a tad tonight.
Yep. Well, here we go. Third down and 9. Elias Gordon goes in motion. Snap. Harrison rolls around his right. He's got Elias Gordon wide open at the 30. The 25, he trucks a guy up to the 15. Wow. Wow. Elias Gordon with a big pickup there for the Knights. He picks up 17 yards on a little outlet flat. You got to like that.
You know what they say, don't be on the tracks when the train's coming through.
Yeah,
and
Owen
Valley didn't get the memo.
Yep, Elias is a beast. Just a junior. Looking down through this, I'll read through the seniors here in a bit, but, man, we've got a lot of young talent, a lot of sophomores and junior laden here on this Northview. Elias Gordon's going to go in motion. Garrison the pistol. Hands it off to Allen, the 15. Up to about the 13. Mosley tackles him at the 13. He still picks up 3 yards. Hitting the backfield and still gets 3.
Kid's a stud, Brad.
Yeah. He plays all 4 quarters every minute at 110 mile an hour. I bet you pregame he is so amped up. He's, you know, he's in game speed when you see him on Saturday morning after the game.
Oh, yeah, but especially tonight because he wants those wins.
Yeah. Here we go. 2nd down and 8. Elias Gordon left, right, right. Snap. Quick out to right. He catches it at the 10. Breaks a tackle to the 5. And that's going to be close to a first down. It is a Knights first down. So that'll make it 1st and goal. The ball spotted on the 5-yard line. And we're on play number 8. And with 3:26 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard, the clock's ticking. The Knights threatening to put up 7 more. They break the huddle. Josh Wright's going to go to the left, the near side, the left side. And Metz is out to the right. I look for Allen to punch this one in. Double tight end set. Allen set up to the near side. Snap. Garrison's going to keep it. Breaks a tackle. 5, 4, 3. Nobody there after that. It's a touchdown. Garrison with a 5-yard touchdown run. Wow. Thomas will come in. Dylan White will come in. And also the number 18, Justin Dickinson, for the PAT. Dylan White to set up at the 10-yard line. Easy money here for Thomas. Kicks up and on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 28, the Patriots 0. 3 minutes to go. We'll be back after this short break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
Come out to York Chevy Buick on US 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings. Try the all-new Chevy Blazer for as low as $299 per month. New Silverados up to 20% off. Chevy Equinox, $199 per month. Chevy Colorado, $169 per month. Buick Encore, 23% off. And Buick Envisions up to 15% off. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. The Knights kick off, and that's going to be down to at the, looks like the 31-yard line, where Owen Valley will have first and 10, Jacob. 36-yard line.
Yeah, so far. Go ahead. I was just going to say, so far so good for the boys in maroon, black, and white tonight.
Yep, here we go. Handoff up the middle by number 23. That's Ethan Jennings. Jennings picks up about, I don't know, we'll call it five. And that'll make it second down and five. Second down and five for the Patriots. .223 to go in the first half. 28-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard tonight. So leading. Hand off to Aiden Watkin around the left side. Ethan Jennings. He's going to get up to about the 47. And that's going to be enough for an Owen Valley first down.
Yeah, it's honestly something we haven't said much tonight, Brad. The Owen Valley first down, I mean, this defense of Northview has been so great at getting the stops, and it's one little slip up, but it's a good problem to have. That's the first time we've had to worry about that.
Yep, it'll be first down and 10. Brody Lester hands it off up the middle. Carry of about seven. That's number 23. That's Ethan Jennings again. Jennings carries that ball for, now they're going to spot it with a 7-yard pickup. And the clock continues to tick, 1:33.
Back-to-back good runs for the Patriots.
Snap, handed off to the left side. That's R.J. Arnold with the carry. Or Ethan Jennings, sorry, Ethan Jennings, they're right next at each other on the sheet. We have two 23s. We have R.J. Arnold and Ethan Jennings. That's why I kept getting them confused.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to say 23A, 23B.
Yeah. So that makes it first down and 10. And Owen Valley is going to call timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9 and 99.5.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our
first
down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental
condo. Have Jacob speak up a little bit more, would you please?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it.
Okay,
learn
thank you.
Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
You're a little bit lower than Brad.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist.
Scream then.
We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details,
you're all
contact
right. No
our
problem.
Office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit ParkCountyRMC.com or call 765-569-3282.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. Jerry Anderson Field. Owen Valley's got it second down and nine. Snaps handed off to 23. That's Jennings. Jennings around the left side. Falls up to about the, they're going to call it the 34. And we got another timeout. Owen Valley will keep it here. Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil. Proud to be part of this community. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Hey, Jacob. Basketball season coming up right around the corner. You want to reach more customers? Contact DLC Media. We have five Terre Haute radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518. That's 812-420-2518. Or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Basketball. 8-9 weeks away from our first game. I'm excited, but we can't discount it's football season yet because the Knights look to win out.
Oh, most definitely, Brad. I agree with you. It's wild to think. Heck, October's approaching. Halloween's coming, then November, then we got Thanksgiving, and then next thing you know, it's the end of football season. Hopefully we'll be hoisting a sectional trophy, and then basketball starting. It's a fun time. It's a great time to be alive, a better time to be a Knight.
All right. Owen Valley takes the snap, and that's Brody Lester going to roll out to the right, and it's batted down. Nice defensive play there by Zach Calandrilla, the Zach attack. Pass incomplete, and that'll stop the clock on fourth down. It'll be fourth and six, and Owen Valley will go for it with only 38.8 to go in the first half. We will have an extended halftime. We'll have the commissioner's report, and when we come back, I will have a great interview set up with legendary band director Bob Medworth. He said it just depended on how long they took getting the band off the field. Lester's going to be sacked for a loss. Parker Jordan. Wow. Jordan gets to the backfield on the cadence. He rolls Lester up, and the Knights will have the ball first and 10 from the 42-yard line. Hey, 35.6 seconds, three timeouts. Garrison's big gun. What do you think they do? You think they go downfield, or you think they just run it and be conservative?
Hey, man, it's a gamble. I say just keep it going. Well,
I'll tell you what. I bet you we just see a couple doses of Corbin Allen.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That could get you some points on the board as well.
We can't get a nod from Coach Sabo down there, so we don't know what's going on. Here we go. Knights break the huddle. Two receivers to the left, that being Zach Brown and Josh Wright to the near side. Elias Gordon in the slot, and it's going to be a pass. It's a screen to Allen. He's got it to 40, and he's got all kinds of blockers. He's gone. 40, 30, 20. Nobody touches him. Corbin Allen with a 58-yard touchdown pass. Wow. Wow. They set it up just right. They set it up. They ran it right. Did you see Bowen Bussing out on that block? Of all people, Bowen Bussing, 12 yards down, lays a kid out that had the only kid that had the opportunity to get to Allen. Bowen Bussing comes up with a great big hit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you said it, Brad. How about we give the ball to Corbin Allen? And
yeah.
I said, hey, that works too. It'll put points on the board. I'm telling you what, I think we really do need to go play the lottery when we're done. We keep speaking things into existence.
Snaps up. The kick's good. Thomas with his fifth PAT. And the Knights on your Great Dane scoreboard, 35-0, 24.6 seconds to go. The clock will run continuous in the second half because of the mercy rule. That might slow down the 72 points or better.
But we're on pace for the 49-0.
Well, I'm hoping we get a refresher here at halftime and we get some second string in. I'd like to see Dylan White come in at quarterback. We've got a really good freshman playing, JV, that's getting all the snaps. That's Caden Floyd. And Dylan White's actually the backup on the varsity, but he plays so much defense, he's out of quarters come Saturday or, you know, when the varsity game's up.
Yeah.
He's needed so much on the defense, he doesn't get a lot of snaps. Maybe we'll see a reverse in roles here, and we'll see Keegan maybe do some defense and White get a little bit in the backfield or just give Keegan Garrison a little bit of break.
Oh, yeah, endless options. But, I mean, anytime you got a big lead, of course you don't want to lay down your horses.
Yep.
You don't
want
to take it easy.
No.
But it's a great time to give guys opportunities. And, heck, there might be a diamond in the rough. You never know.
Thomas set to kick off, and it's a good one. It's going to be taken at the 5-yard line. And he breaks a tackle. Nice little run back there, and I can't tell the number yet. When he gets up, we'll get it for you. Looks like it was 34, and that being Connor Welch. Nice return by Welch. He got it up to the 33-yard line, so it was about a 27-yard return. 18.2 ticks to go. Well, let's see if the D can pick up a touchdown here, and then we'll get you to the 42-point mark.
Hey, I wouldn't put it past him.
Hey, I'd like to see Braxton Sampson pick up another INT here with a pick six. But I look for Elias Gordon. They switched up Elias. He's in there. I look for him. Oh, he breaks the tackle up the middle. We can't let this happen. That's carried by McDonald. And McDonald with a quick seam route or quick seam up the middle.
Looks and, like – oh, sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say it looks like McDonald's ran into Noah Roberts. I think Noah Roberts saved –
Noah Roberts got the tackle for the Knights, and he's the guard for Owen Valley.
Yeah.
Hurry up offense, 7 seconds to go. They hand it off up the middle, and that's not going to work. Zach Calandrilla says, not today. That's going to do it in the first half. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Northview Knights 35, the Owen Valley Patriots 0. We'll be back with the halftime show and nothing more than the commissioner, Bobby Cox. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMB Radio.com.
We hate to use
the Brad, I'm
going to
play 2 minutes
radio,
of commercials, go to the commissioner, and then we'll come back to you. Is that all right with you?
Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. Our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This time of year, we are into fall sports. Things are going well. Commissioner, I know you're in the midst of your fall tour visiting with principals and administrators around the state. How's that going for you and your staff right now?
Well, Bob, it's going very well. We have 8 meetings around the state. We're just about halfway through our tour. We were in northern Indiana last week. We're taking a tour through southern Indiana this week. We'll have some meetings in the center part of the state and conclude by the end of the month. We use these opportunities to talk to our membership about the programming that we're rolling out from the association, any changes we're making with respect to technology, any kind of programmatic things that we're doing, our sportsmanship program that we've been spending a lot of energy with, talking about adult behaviors. And we continue to emphasize the importance of proper behavior at our sporting events and making sure that these experiences for young people are good. These meetings have been very well received, and they usually take about 2 hours of our administrator's time of a morning, but we're able to communicate a lot of good information and keep the membership up to speed with the things we're trying to do.
Well, and I think, too, they're mindful that things are going well financially. The tournaments do well, generate revenue.
We seem to be off to a good start. Weather has been kind. You've covered some of the hot spots, if you will, but you still have one of your number one initiatives statewide with all of our schools is the issue of sportsmanship. And I have to believe that there's a certain level of vigilance that has to go on by everyone day to day to maintain those high standards around the state.
Well, you're correct, Bob. We all have a responsibility as adults to ensure proper sportsmanship of all stakeholders, whether that be adult fans, whether that be student athletes, officials, coaches, school administrators. Everybody has a role. And as we're telling our principals in these meetings is, you know, education-based athletics is a really good place to be if everybody stays in their lane. Officials need to officiate. Coaches need to coach. Parents need to cheer loudly for their kids, and kids need to play. And when all that happens together, it's a really neat experience. And we need to be reminded of that. And we need to be, as you say, we need to be vigilant with that. And we need to make sure that we remember that every time out.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Here we are, week number five of the football season. We are in tournament play in some of our fall sports. It's still crazy to me that it's going this fast, but we're going to be in tournament time in a lot of our fall sports in the upcoming weeks.
Yes, you're right. Girls golf starts up in a couple weeks, and before we know it, we'll be playing a state championship the first weekend in October. After this coming Friday, we will have completed more than half of the football season, which is just almost unbelievable. But it's here, and so once you cross that threshold, then things start coming fast and furious. The cross-country tournament will begin. The tennis tournament begins. Soccer will start right on the heels of that, and we'll have them all going at one time. Not too long from now.
Yeah, and let me also remind you that you have a little commitment coming up on the 13th of October with the pairing show. I know you, when you begin to put that on your calendar and you look at it and go, that's literally right around the corner.
It is, and it just comes so quickly, which is fun. It keeps things exciting, keeps things fresh. And, you know, that's a really important time for our football-playing schools. When they learn who's going to be their first-round opponent in the football tournament. And it's a fun time to be a high school football player, high school football coach, football fan, to wait for the draw to find out who you're going to play in that first round. It's a lot of fun.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA. It's Bobby Cox, our weekly conversation. Commissioner, be safe. Enjoy the conversations with the administrators around the state. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you
need
a shop.
Are you there,
Brad
or Jacob?
Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel
okay,
like
okay, I'll do this one-minute break, and then we'll go right back to you, okay?
If Tony and his team your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. No, this is not Brad Wallace, who usually does the introduction, but this is his wingman, Jacob Hard. And we're at halftime. The wonderful Northview Marching Knights are presenting part of their show for this year. And while we have a minute, yes, we did have some great action in the first half from our football team, but I kind of want to hit on some things that are awesome and near and dear to our community, but that's the Northview 2019 Hall of Knights, and we just honored the members at halftime, and I kind of want to go through and talk about some of them if I can here for a second. And the first one was Jan Gamble, and many of you in the community know who Jan Gamble is. She dedicated 45 years to education and athletics, and she was a pioneer in forming female athletic programs in Clay County. She was a big advocate for that, and she is near and dear to not only the Northview community but the Clay community, Wabash Valley in general. And then second was Steve Kidwell. Steve Kidwell is somebody that I've known my whole life. My grandma works at Riddell National Bank. I was actually employed at Riddell National Bank. Steve gave me the opportunity to have what I like to call my first big boy job. And he was here. He was a 1985 graduate. He actually scored the very first touchdown in Northview history, fun fact. But he is now currently the CEO and president of Riddell National Bank. Third is Bob Medworth. If you don't know who Bob Medworth is, well, odds are you've been sleeping under a rock. He's been a part of the Northview and Clay community for 41 years. And during that time, he has taken the Northview Marching Knights to the state finals 39 times. 39 times. That's quite the feature. And not only has he just taken them 39 times, but they have won 10 state championships in that time frame. So he's got a ring for each finger, and that's just absolutely incredible. He's somebody that I've looked up to for the longest time. You know, I'm getting hot and heavy in my coaching career, and even though, you know, Bob's mainly known for the Northview Marching Knights, by God, I look up to him just as a leader. He took a program that was nothing and turned it into something that's not only known community-wide, not only known statewide, but known across the country, and it's awesome to be able to know him. The fourth inductee was Tad Robbins. Tad was a graduate of Northview High School in 2001, and after that, he went and attended the Naval Academy, and that's just an absolute prestigious honor. To my knowledge, I think only two people from each state get in per class to the Naval Academy, if I'm correct. At least that's what I had researched, and he did a lot in his time here at Northview, including playing baseball and tennis. And he's done so much with the military, with the Navy since. The fifth inductee who was unable to attend tonight was Kenny Rowan. Kenny Rowan was a 1989 graduate, and he played basketball, and he was darn good at it. He ranks 28th all-time in Indiana scoring with 2,138 points. That's a pretty marvelous feature. I tell you what, I will say I'm a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line in varsity athletics, so 100%, but I don't think that's going to get me in the record books like old Kenny. Kenny was an awesome guy, and he continues to give back to the state and to the community by being a part of the Gaming Commission. The sixth inductee was Teresa Tribble. She was a 1997 graduate. She was co-valedictorian, fall homecoming queen, and she played tennis and golf. And get this, she earned MBA honors from Harvard Business School. And, I mean, Harvard is a very prestigious college. So there you have it, the six inductees into the 2019 Hall of Knights. Great people, not only for Northview High School, but for the community. So we're about done with the halftime festivities as the band continues to play their amazing show. And I'm now joined by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Brad Wallace. Brad, welcome back.
Well, I went down and talked to Mr. Medworth. He got tied up with reporters and stuff, so we'll try catching him after the game. But what an accomplishment. The Hall of Knights created last year. They inducted six people this year. Had a great dinner the other night at North Clay in the new facilities. You know, man, Jacob, I walk through these schools, and I think about when I came to Northview in 1989. It was a new school.
Yeah.
Now it's an old school, but it's still a new school.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I tell you what, I mean, I just graduated less than 5 years ago, and I know the less part because I got to plan our five-year reunion here coming up next year, so almost at the five-year mark. But it's a night and day difference between when I was there and now. And I tell you what, it's awesome to think that, you know, if I'm fortunate enough to have kids, they're going to get to go to this school.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get to be a part of this community, this beautiful, beautiful school, this awesome school. Not just beautiful, but I tell you what, there's so many great people that
work
here, Brad.
The educators, the educators we've got, the staff.
Some of the best in the business.
You know, it's great. It's great to say I am a Northview Knight. Our athletic programs, our academics, it's nice to say. You know, last week they had the unveiling of Jerry Anderson Field, well deserved for Coach Anderson. They got that new facility, got a new band wing. I'm sure it's going to be dedicated to it's going to be called the Medworth Wing as soon as Ruth Ann retires. But you've got a nice basketball facility. But think about the youth. Think about what we have for the community. Man, it's great to be Knight.
Oh, most definitely.
All right, we'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
Come out to the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway
40
in Brazil.
Hey, Jacob, you did a fine job with that.
You get new Chrysler Pacifica, 0% for up to 60 months, and $32.50 in rebate. Ram trucks,
oh, we got you, no problem. We got you on tape, too.
$15,000 off heavy duties. Jeep Grand Cherokee, $298 per month.
Yeah.
Jeep Cherokee, $326 per month, all during our Jeep Adventure Days.
This okay, one no
place,
problem.
The all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S.
Good.
Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You were a little hot, but Jacob came in and evened up with you.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
They got that right. You're listening to the best. You're listening to Brad Wallace and Jacob Harden as the Great Dane scoreboard reads 35 for the Northview Knights and 0 for the Owen Valley Patriots. Jacob, 5 touchdowns in the first half, 3 of them by the fourth quarter. The four-quarter man, Corbin Allen. Scoring for the Knights, Corbin Allen has a 44-yard touchdown, an 8-yard touchdown, both with his feet. Then he had a 58-yard screen pass. You can call that a rushing touchdown if you like, but in the stat book it's not. Corbin Allen, so far, I've got him roughly with 206 yards.
Yeah, Corbin is a pivotal asset for this team. Every single week he continues to impress me even more than he had the week prior. And this is another example of that. And we talked pregame how he said in his little homecoming spiel that, you know what, his future plans are to win this game and go celebrate and eat some wings.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's what he needs to motivate himself with every
week. I'll buy him wings every week.
Yeah, we'll buy him wings. We'll do whatever it takes. Because I tell you what, if this team plays the way they are so far tonight, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with come sectional time. And that's quickly approaching, Brad.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, Jacob, one good thing about this Northview program. One good thing about this Northview program, every kid out there has heart to play football. These kids in the stands, they have hearts to be fans. The band, they have hearts to, you know, to do the best they can every time. I seen a thing in the locker room before the game. I went in the locker room, and I seen a thing that said, take pride when you take the field. You know, that's big. That's big for young student athletes. And I say student for a reason.
Yep.
Because the student part comes before the athletic part. The middle school, we went, the 7th, 8th grade, we went to Greencastle last night. They had to combine the two. The 7th grade played a half. The 8th grade played a half because of suspensions, because of academics. Teams were too short. That's something that I take pride in here, to be in a Knight. Our kids are good athletes, but they're good students. Good students.
Exactly. And I tell you what, for all these athletes that are wanting to make it to the next level, and that being college, that's an absolute foremost requirement. If you're going to be playing on a college field, whether it be Indiana State, whether it be Alabama, for crying out loud, it does not matter where you are. You have to make the grades. And that's the beautiful thing, not only about this football team, but with every program we have at Northview, it is the first priority to make sure that they're making the grades because if they don't make the grades, they're not going to be making the plays. They're not going to be dressing. They're not going to be able to wear the uniform, and that's kind of the motivation. But I totally agree. And one more thing that I want to point out and I want to talk about, because you kind of talked about it, every single person out there in a Northview uniform has so much pride. And I tell you what, especially being on such a big team, big roster like a football team, there's so many people that don't get to play, that don't get to provide the actual statistics to the game. But by God, they're just as important as the guys that are making the plays.
Oh,
they're just
bet.
As important of the star players. And that is one of the hardest things in sports, is to be able to buy in when your role is not out on the field or out on the court. And that's something that it takes a special person to be able to say, look, I understand I don't get to go out there and play, but you know what? I'm going to be ready if the time comes, and I'm going to be the best teammate that I can be. And that's something that I totally agree with you. Every single thing that happens that's good for the Northview Knights, everybody on that sideline is jumping up and down, and that's when you know you've got a team.
Well, yeah, and last night the C team, I guess it wasn't C team. They don't have a C team. It's the JV. Mm-hmm. The JV went to Linton and played the Linton JV. They come up with a loss. I was here picking Colton up after the school West got back. And you know what the kids were talking about?
What's that?
Owen Valley.
Yep.
Owen Valley. They were talking about the game tonight. They'd lost. That game was over. They were ready to move on.
That's right.
All right, we're ready to move on. We're getting ready for the second half kickoff. On the Great Dane scoreboard tonight, it's 35, the Patriots 0. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're Timeless 1130 AMB and also 106.9 99.5. Bookmark our web page and stream us from anywhere, WAMBradio.com. Owen Valley set to kick off from the 40-yard line. And back deep for the Knights is Metz. And it's going to be fielded by Zach Brown. And he's at the 30. He crosses. He's got some room. He's at the 35. And he gets up to the 40-yard line. A nice return by Zach Brown. Ran about 35 yards to pick up about 20. But nice running there. And the Knights will have it first and 10 from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, you got to give credit, though, to Owen Valley's Christian McDonald, because if he didn't slide in there and get that tackle.
It's a touchdown.
And that's not the way you want to start this half if you're the Owen Valley Patriots.
Speaking of touchdowns, Riddell National Bank, Steve Kidwell, president, just put into the Hall of Fame. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. One of our great sponsors in Riddell National Bank. Two Terre Haute locations, a new one on South 41 across from the fairgrounds. Knights have the ball. And it's going to be a quick handoff to the left side to Zach Brown. He gets up to the 50, the 45, the 40, and he's still
he's
on his
feet.
Breaks a tackle. It's
going
to be a touchdown.
Get going, big fella.
Zach Brown with a 60-yard touchdown run. Northview. That's
knee
his
deep,
first one
knee
of the
deep
year.
In the water somewhere. You got your chicken fried. You name it, man. All the Zach Brown hits. And I tell you what, the latest hit is that on the football field right
there.
He
wrapped
it
up. That's
that
fireworks.
Awesome.
That's fireworks again for Zach Brown as he played the 60-yard tune for a touchdown. Man, I had him down at the 35. He was wrapped up, and he spit out of there, and that brings Thomas on to kick the PAT. Dylan White to hold the snap. It's up, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 42, the Patriots 0, and with the IHSA rules, the second half, we'll have a running clock. Because of the 35-point margin.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think the Knights still have the pedal to the metal, Brad, like we talked about. You want to make sure you don't, you know, kind of underestimate the opponent just because you have a lead.
Well, I kind of cheated. I found out the insight. We're going to see a lot of backups, and we're going to see
Dylan
White in
too.
His quarterback.
That's fine, too. But I tell you what, backups or not, freshmen or not, you know, still pedal to the metal.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to underestimate any team, because one thing that I've coined a term for myself as a coach is no lead is a safe lead.
Nope.
Because I've seen too many darn leads blown.
Yep.
Especially with myself at the helm as a coach, and that's one of the worst things. That's going to give me gray hairs before I turn 30.
Well, it's hard in baseball because, you know, if you change pitchers and he's having a bad day, especially being
goodness.
An adolescent high school pitcher that's got everything on his brain besides throwing strikes.
Yep. That's right.
Thomas set to kick off from the 40. Two guys back deep for the Patriots. And that's a boot. That's going to be fielded by at the 10.
Oh,
it's
drop.
Muffed. He muffs it. That's Connor Welch. And the Knights say, nope, we're not even going to let you pass the 20.
Triple team tackle there.
Tackled by a bunch of Knights. Let's see who come up off the bottom. Was that Ike Torbert? It was. It was Ike Torbert and Colton McKee. There was a bunch of them in on that. We've got a bunch of defensive changes, and I like to see this. We'll read them out here shortly. We've got Metz in the secondary. We've got Bowen Bussing's not out there. Ike Torbert is looks like the only lineman. You got Caleb Owens, a freshman, on the far defensive end. Handoff up the middle, nothing there. Tackle, maybe a yard. And that's going to be a tackle by Ike Torbert. Carey was the big fellow, the big fullback. The big fullback, and I didn't get his number. But a lot of changes for the Knights. We've got Gabe Stockram at the right defensive end. Ike Torbert and Caleb Owens on the line. Snap. He's going to hand it off on delayed handoff up the middle. And it's going to be a pickup of about, I don't know, eight. It's going to be an Owen Valley first down. The carry was by, was that 33 or 23, Jennings? And that's an Owen Valley first down. Well, Jacob, we see a lot of defensive starters, and you look down here, and I see Dylan White warming up as QB.
You love to see it, giving some guys some opportunities. And I tell you what, if it weren't for our big leads my freshman year on the baseball team, I don't think I would have gotten my varsity letter.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. I mean, especially, you know, for the underclassmen, which I know a lot of our, you know, normal guys are underclassmen.
Yeah.
But especially the freshmen, man, there's no better time to finally get your – get your opportunity, and it usually comes with a big lead.
Well, yeah.
So it's awesome to be able to see these kids get some experience, especially on homecoming. I mean, what more better night than
right
with this big crowd that we've got on this beautiful evening here in Brazil, Indiana.
Second down and two. Hand off to Jennings. Jennings stopped, and he's hit by 34. Ooh. That's
Noah Miner.
That's Noah Miner.
He's used to that.
He is. But but who was the little guy that come in there? Who was that? 20 on the roster. Gage Youngblood, a sophomore from linebacker position. You got a lot of sophomores out there.
Oh, yeah. The future.
You got Sampson. You got McKee. You got a freshman in Caleb Owens. You got Metz. Snap, handoff to Jennings. Jennings out the left side. He breaks it, or right side. He breaks the tackle, and he's going to get up to the 50. Tackled by number 28. That's Zachary Ferris, a sophomore. There's a bunch of sophomores out there. You got Landon Falk down here at the center, a sophomore. You've got Dylan White, the quarterback, warming up. He's a sophomore. Elias Gordon's got his helmet off. Corbin Allen's got he's still got his helmet on because he's still out on the football field. He's probably one of them that says, Coach, you take me out, we're wrestling.
Yep, exactly. He doesn't want to come out.
So this time you got Lester in the quarter in the shotgun. He fumbles the football. It's going to be. Oh, they fall back on it. Man, it was fumbled, but Connor Welch was in the right place at the right time to recover that. But what a play by Ike Torbert.
Oh, yeah.
Ike Torbert almost took the handoff from Lester, and almost he had a handoff for a touchdown.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll tell you what, Ike Torbert, he's somebody we've been talking about quite a bit the past few weeks, and he's really been carrying his own weight here for this Northview team. And
yep, you got Mason Metz, a sophomore, out there as well. That sophomore class, the 7th and 8th graders, went undefeated, Jacob. They were 19-0. Quick pass out into the flat. Gage Youngblood wraps him up. Oh, he just falls forward. Thank goodness Ike Torbert was there to save that one. Gage Youngblood had to catch or had to tackle for the loss, wrapped him up, but he got out of the gloves, got out of the mitts. I'm not a big fan of gloves.
Yeah.
Maybe when it's a lot colder, but right now, if you're not a receiver and you don't have anything on there to aid it, get them bare paws out there.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of the gloves sometimes are just kind of for show. Same with the sleeves. And
Lester takes the snap, hands it off to McDonald up the middle. He's going to pick up about three. Tackled by number 42, and that's a sophomore in Mr. Braxton Sampson.
I will tell you what, though, Brad, I'm a firm believer in look good, play good, which is probably why I didn't play good very much. It's hard to get this guy to look good here. But hey, if you feel confident, you feel like you got that swag, well, you're probably going to play with some swag, and that can help you sometimes, but it also can hurt you.
Fourth down and four, and Owen Valley's going to go for it, maybe. It might be a quick kick. And it's a short snap. It's fumbled, and the Knights are going to get it right there. Doesn't matter who recovers it. It's Knights football. Owen Valley's going to turn it over on downs. Northview's going to have the ball. First and 10 from the 49 and a whole bunch of substitutions.
Right. We talked about Dylan White coming in. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity. The theme for tonight's game is white out.
Yep.
So we're about to see if he can have a white out here offensively.
Joshon Allen's going to come in on the offensive side as a running back, and 31 is still out there. That's Zach Brown, but Corbin Allen over here shaking his head.
Yeah, it's part of it. But you know what? It's the right move. It's one of those things. It hurts as a coach to take your star player out, but you got to be conservative. You got to be smart. You don't want him getting hurt in a game like this.
Ball snapped. The first snap between Dylan White and the center and Landon Falk's botched snap. Also coming in on the line is Chase Pinnock, number 66. He's a guard. Another big fella out there beside Landon Falk, number 70. Is that 76?
76.
Yep. That's Owen Hunsicker, a senior. So seniors get an opportunity to play that usually don't. And you've got Kane Garrison, a freshman, lined up out here to the near side. White takes a snap, hands it off to Allen. Allen cuts up the middle. He's at the 50. Jayshon Allen.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to
clarify. Jayshon Allen. I'm used to saying Allen, but he gets up to the 49, and he picks up four. And that's going to be enough for a get the ball across the midfield and make it third down and seven.
Yeah, I had to do a double take there, Brad, because when he said Allen, I was like, well, I could have swore I just saw him on the sidelines. But he's quick enough. He could be two places at once.
You got Zachary Ferris, the sophomore, lined up to the far side. This down here on our near side, you got Kane Garrison. White's in the shotgun, takes a snap, gets it out to Jayshon Allen at the 50. He's hit the backfield, breaks the tackle, gets still on his feet to the 43-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 44, and that's going to make it fourth and one. And, you know, Coach Rates, he ain't going to punt it.
Oh, heck no.
Running clock, we're down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's 42-0. You know we're going to go for it. Got to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdanetrailers.com. Knights break the huddle. Dylan White's your quarterback. Jayshon Allen in the backfield, alone back. Double tight end set. White takes a snap. Fourth down. He's going to keep it. He's got plenty of room.
Oh,
he's up to the 40. He's up to the 40, and that's going to be a Knights first down. The clock will stop the clock won't stop because of the mercy rule. But that's going to be enough for a Knights first down. Got to thank Loren Service Center, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenService.com for more information. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. After the fourth quarter comes complete, we'll give you the player of the game. Call Chad Schottmeyer, 812-208-3244 for a quote. White takes a snap, pitches out to Allen. He's at the 40, the 35, he's gone. 30, 20, cuts up the middle, 10, touchdown, Northview. But we have a penalty marker at the 40-yard line. And that's going to come back, folks. We're going to have a holding. Holding against the Knights. So that negates Allen's touchdown. So it's going to make it second or first down, and that's right at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to make it first and 20, and we're under a minute with the running clock. Got to thank PDF, Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. Kenny Maurer and his whole staff of people there at PDF, great family, great roots here. Got a daughter going to be playing varsity basketball, our granddaughter going to be playing varsity basketball. Sydney, great student athlete there. So under 30 seconds to go on the Great Dane scoreboard in the third quarter. The Knights have it first and 10 from the 49. White in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Pitches. Oh, keeps it. Watch play. Oh. White runs back across field. He's going to get up to the line of scrimmage where he's tackled there. And that's going to do it for the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights 42, the Patriots 0-0. We'll be back after the third quarter is complete with the final stanza from Jerry Anderson Field. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's 42, the Owen Valley Patriots 0. Dylan White's your quarterback. Two receivers to the left. It's going to be second down and 21 to go. White takes the snap, hands it off to the first guy through, and can't tell who that is because we had some substitutions. It's 23. That's going to be Mason Metz, and he's going to get it up to the 45. I'll tell you what, there's something special going on September 28th, 2019 at 10 a.m. at the Clay Youth Football League. The Boys of Fall, tackling stage 5 kidney disease. The Boys of Fall is a fundraiser for the CYFL, and if you get the opportunity to go out to the football field located on North Meridian Street in Brazil on the 28th at 10 a.m., go out and pay tribute to the Boys of Fall. Northview has the ball. White takes a snap. He hands it off to the first guy through. That's Metz. Metz rumbles ahead to about the 39-yard line, picks up 6, and that's going to make it fourth down and 8. Bryler Metz's little brother coming in, Mason Metz, a sophomore, and he's got two positive runs there, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. He's making use of his opportunity tonight, that's for sure.
Cousins. I thought brothers, but they're cousins. Cousins from another mother. Brothers from another sister. Depends on what state you're in, right, Jacob?
Yeah.
Here we go. White takes a snap, hands it off to Metz again. Metz to 35, up to the 33, and he's not going to make it. And the Knights are going to turn it over on downs. Well, subs come in. They move the ball.
Yep.
If they had a touchdown, it was called back from the penalty.
They're making progress, and they're proving that they can do it out there. They're proving they can hold their own weight. I tell you what, I know this is crazy of me to say. I like to see the aggressiveness, but I wouldn't mind seeing Stephen Thomas just try to unload on a field goal right there just to see if he can do it. But
well,
I know that's not what they want. They want to get those guys reps. But by God, I want to see how far he can kick it. I want to see what he can do.
Got to thank Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. We're hiring. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, located 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. If you're looking for a job, go to Morris Manufacturing. Snap for Owen Valley's handed off to 27, Christian McDonald. McDonald gets hit in the backfield, and he's going to lose about 3, and in on the tackle is number 28, that being Zachary Ferris. And it's second down and 11. Well, Braxton Sampson comes off. His night's probably coming to an end. Braxton Sampson was one of the ones that started when he was out to youth football. Him and his mother and them, they started the Boys of Fall, and they raise money every year for cancer awareness, a family in the community. Hand off to McDonald. up to, I don't know, the 36-yard line.
36 or 7, yep.
Helmet comes off, so he's going to go to the sideline. That's 27, Christian McDonald. Coming back in is Ethan Jennings. And it's third down and 6. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. New running backs. And Lester Steele, your quarterback. He's going to hand it off, and he's going to maybe get back to line of scrimmage, pick up one at the most. Tackled by number 52. That's Colton McKee. Carry was by Ethan Jennings. And it's fourth down and 5, and Owen Valley looks to punt.
Brad, even though we don't have our normal Northview Dynamite defense, the original Northview Dynamite defense, I feel, has kind of passed the torch.
Yeah.
And that spark is still there to explode this Dynamite, and it's awesome to see this defense of subs getting the stops.
All right, Owen Valley calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football, Timeless, 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMBRadio.com.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field on the Great Dane scoreboard. With just under 8 minutes to go, your Northview Knights 42, Owen Valley 0. Well, Jacob, going into that break, Owen Valley had fourth down. They punted the ball away to the 32-yard line where the Knights fair catch, and it's going to be offense back to the field. We do have a running clock because of the mercy rule, so I'm going to run through some of these sponsors here in our next break, get caught up for the day. But, you know, without the listeners, without the sponsors, without everything that goes into this, Dennis Porter back in the studio, Dave Crooks coming and helping us get things going tonight, we couldn't make this broadcast happen. Handoff up the middle to Jayshon Allen. He's at the 50, the 45, the 40. He's pulled down at the 41-yard line. That's a... let's see, that's a 28-yard run by Jayshon Allen.
Must be an Allen thing.
We got a timeout for an injury. And who is that, Jayshon?
I hope not.
It looks to be Jayshon. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless, 1130, 106.9, and 99.5.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask.
This is in the third
quarter.
Don't
let your mailbox or a computer screen.
We'll get them all in. No problem.
For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Oh, don't worry
Kimberly
about it. I'll take care of
Brazil
that.
Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Yeah, that's all right. I talked with Dave a while ago, and we'll do
yourself or
music,
Kimberly,
and then I'm going to hang around till 9:30. So
Kimberly
everything's cool on that.
Packages, treated, and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland
has everything you need to
complete
as you can.
Your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, Welcome back to Northview High School. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Northview Knights 42, the Owen Valley Patriots 0. 7 minutes to go in the game. Listen to WAMB every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight. Listen to Indiana Sports Talk with Coach Bob Lovell. The Coach Bob Lovell Show, it's all about Indiana high school, college, pro sports, and it's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. Tune in at 9:30 for the Coach's Show, Indiana Sports Talk. Well, Jay Sean Allen was your ball carrier there. He come up a little limp. He did walk off the field to a nice clap here by the fans in the stands and the players, you know, all huddling to him. Great run there by Jay Sean. Looks like he's just a little gimp, and we'll see what we can find out later on this. Like to thank U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Offense back out under center. Nope, in the shotgun this time is Dylan White. First and 10. White takes a snap, hands it off. Going to be bounced out to the left side. That's number 22. That's Caleb Bassler. See, Bass is the teammates call him. Bass is going to get it up to the 33-yard line. He runs out of bounds. It's going to make it second down and two. Second down and two for the Knights. Like to thank York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Go see Debbie Butler at York Automotive. Tell Debbie you heard her name on the radio and you want a great deal on a car. Tell her Brad sent you. Second down and two. Dylan White's your quarterback in the shotgun. Hands it off to C. Bass again. Bass cuts up to the 30, and he gets about the 29. That's going to be a Northview first down. We got subs on offense, subs on defense, and they keep subbing in. I love to see it. Bass is going to come out. Mason Metz is going in. We've also got Easton Morgan out there as a receiver. He's a sophomore. 56, that's Austin Elliott on the line.
Another sophomore.
So, a lot of subs for the Knights. Easton Morgan's out far to the right. I don't think White will pass it, but we never know. He hands it off this time to Metz. Mason Metz. Metz cuts a seam, gets up to the 20, still on his feet, up to the 17-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of about six, and that's another Northview first down. Jacob, I think we're going to see the 49-0.
Hey.
Last week I took and went and bought lottery tickets. I spent a lot of money on lottery tickets because I called it. Everything was great, and then I didn't win nothing. I think I spent about $48 for nothing.
Yeah, I tell you what, the state seems to always win on that, but you know what? You're telling me there's a chance. That's the way I look at
it. Hey, we got another change at quarterback. The freshman, Caden Floyd, comes in. He's going to get his first varsity snap. Hands it off to Metz. Metz at the 20. Still on his feet, fighting the tackle, still going. They're going to whistle him dead at the they're going to give him the 18. All but four. So seven guys in on the tackle for Owen Valley. And I'll tell you what, I've watched Metz play out at youth football. I've watched him in middle school being a sophomore with Colton. The kid is like a bowling ball. He just bounces off of stuff and barrels right through stuff. And I love to see it. I was talking to him the other night, and he said, for once in his life, he's 100% focused on being a student athlete. And I love to see that out of the young kid. Snap, handed off from Floyd to Metz. Metz gets still on his feet again, dragging him up to the 11. They're going to mark him down at the 12, and nine people in on that tackle for Owen Valley. That's how powerful he is.
He refuses to go down.
Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, that's Timberland. Like to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. A new location in Terre Haute, South 41, across from the fairgrounds. And Steve Kidwell, president, was in the Hall of Knights put in tonight. Floyd, your quarterback, takes a snap off the turf. He's going to keep it. It was a bad snap. Don't get hurt. Go down. We got the lead. He tried. That was a bad snap. I think they thought he was under center.
Yeah.
The way that rolled out, I think there was miscommunication between the center, which is it still Landon Falk? Yep, 73, the big fella, Landon Falk, just a sophomore, 6'1", 330 pounds, the giant, the gentle giant. Caden Floyd, still your quarterback, 2:35 to go. He takes snap, hands it off to Metz. Metz at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He cuts back up, and he's going to get a first down, almost a touchdown. He's brought down at the 3-yard line, but that's enough for a Knights first down.
It's getting me excited, Brad.
Yeah, I thought he had it.
I'll tell you what.
First time somebody single-handedly tackled him, it didn't take 7 or 9 of them.
Yeah.
So 2 minutes and 5 seconds tick on the clock, and we got an injury timeout. Or we just got an injury. They're letting the clock tick. They're letting the clock tick. In comes a sub. So it's first and goal from the 5. We are set up in the victory formation. We got a flag. Delay a game. Delay a game on the Knights. Like to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Hey, tonight's player of the game, sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. For a quote, call 812-208-3244. For your insurance quote today. Well, Caden Floyd takes the snap. He knees it. Just under a minute and 12 to go. We got two more snaps. And with the 40-second play clock, you're not going to get your 49-0.
Gosh,
but
darn it.
You know what? We're going to call it a win either way.
That's right. That's what I'm happy for.
Well, it's been a quick game. We're going to have a quick post game, but stay tuned afterwards at 9:30 for listen to Bob Lovell as Indiana Sports Talk, Indiana High School, College, and Pro Sports is live at 9:30 on WAMB 1130, 106.9, 99.5. That's going to do it. We take a knee, and the Knights are going to win on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview Knights 42, Owen Valley Patriots 0. We'll be back after this commercial break with your player of the game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer.
When your vehicle needs
service, Brad,
you need a shop
let me take
you can
a 2-minute break here.
Lorenz
all right.
Auto Service Repair is a third generation family owned business
okay.
that always makes their customers
and,
feel like family.
I still have
get
two more minutes of commercials.
Tony and his
then
team
the player of the game.
Warranty,
we can
with the least cost
not play
possible,
those.
Even
it's
if that
up to
means
you.
It needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz
okay.
team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there's no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
Come out to York Chevy Buick on US 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings. Try the all-new Chevy Blazer for as low as $299 per month. New Silverados up to 20% off. Chevy Equinox, $199 per month. Chevy Colorado, $169 per month. Buick Encore, 23% off. And Buick Envisions up to 15% off. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier
Brad.
Of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry
there,
for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at
Morris
Manufacturing.
We can skip these next 2 minutes of commercials.
Brazil, or on
everybody's
their website,
been played at least three
Everyone
times
at Morris
tonight.
Manufacturing
so
in Brazil wishes good luck
Schottmeyer
to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. It was homecoming. It was homecoming 2019, and the Northview Knights knock off the Owen Valley Patriots 42-0. Jacob, it was 7 points shy of your prediction of 49. Jayshawn Allen had the touchdown called back on the holding penalty. We had a chance to score there, but Coach Rates played with sportsmanship. He taught them 63 players out there on the field one thing. If you're winning and you can win it out, be a good sport about it. And we did. We could have got your 49-0. We could have probably got about 72-0. IHSA implemented something this year that I really like, the mercy rule. 35 points or more, clock runs. It made our game short.
Yeah.
We got an hour now to fill before the coaches show, but we're not going to keep you all listening. We're going to wait on Coach Rates to get up here. But we really have something special to give out. We have the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. And then, Chad, if you're listening, I want to apologize. I spelled his name wrong last week on our post about the player of the game. Correct time this week. So, Jacob, I don't know if we can really narrow it down to just one play, but I know we can one player. Who you got tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a hard decision, but considering I think he ran for a combined almost what seems 1,000 yards, I think we're going to have to give it to Corbin Allen.
Four-quarter Corbin is your Chad Schottmeyer Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance player of the game. Listen to these stats. And I quit counting at 216 yards. He had a 44-yard touchdown run, a 8-yard touchdown run, a 58-yard screen pass for a touchdown run. So tonight's player of the game, none other than four-quarter Corbin, Corbin Allen. Well, we'll be back. We'll talk to Coach Rates. We'll get this thing wrapped up. We'll get you some scores from around the valley because every other game is probably just about halftime or a little shy of the third quarter. We'll be back with the second half of the postgame show. You're listening to Northview Knights Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5, WAMBRadio.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an
agent.
Okay,
this will
be
a 30, okay?
I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field. On homecoming, the Knights knock off the Owen Valley Patriots 42-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Bookmark our webpage and stream us from anywhere, WAMBRadio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're Timeless 1130 WAMB. Also, 106.9 and 99.5. I know it's not on my paperwork, but 92.7 The Rock, a DLC outlet here in Brazil, a new station, Jacob. And I'll tell you what, we're not broadcast over it, but turn that dial over after we're done and listen to 92.7 The Rock. You'll like it. You'll come back. Dennis Porter back in the studio. We had some difficulty tonight, but Dennis, no fear. He's there. We got you going. We got the kickoff. We had an abbreviated pregame show, but Coach Rates told me before the game they had a couple plans in place tonight. They were going to try a couple different things, and they did. They tried a couple different things, but they didn't really have to.
Yeah.
They didn't have to. They come out and did the core, you know, the core offense, the core defense, so it was great. Well, Jacob, it looks like Coach Rates has got hung up here, so we'll take one more commercial break, and hopefully he'll be back up here so we can get this thing wrapped up. On the Great Dane scoreboard, your Northview Knights 42, the Owen Valley Patriots 0.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow?
Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field Homecoming, and tonight's homecoming queen was Cambry Lucas, an outstanding young lady tearing it up on the volleyball. Last night they played, I think, at North Putnam. They lost. I think I heard she broke her kills again, her own set record, and I think it was 51.
Gee, Manelli.
Not 100% on that, but I think I heard them say it was 51. I'd look it up, but I don't have time to do that. But let me tell you something, Jacob. The Knights played outstanding. They played four quarters of outstanding football. And something that I really like to see tonight is the second half with the running clock, we got to see second and third string. We didn't just see a handful of people come in. Coach Rates was sending them in, you know, one, two, three at a time, and that's great. Next week, what do we got going on? You don't know, do you? We got a football game. We've got one more big challenge. Next week, Greencastle.
That's right.
Greencastle next week. So we'll be on the air at 6:45 for the pregame show. We won't have it. We won't have any equipment issues. We'll have a great broadcast just like we did tonight. Dennis will be able to just sit back and watch his Cardinals play. Dennis, did they win tonight? Did the Cardinals pick up the win?
Oh, they sure did. I'll answer that question for them.
You got it, huh?
I'll answer that question for them, man. Cardinals are hot. Knights are hot. You know, luckily the weather's not hot. It's starting to feel like fall. I will say that, Brad. But now, I'll tell you what, last 10 games, so not last 8 games after today, but the Cardinals could have went 5-5, and the Cubs would have had to gone 9-10 out of their last 10 games to win the Central.
Yeah.
So now that we've beat them twice, they can't go 9-10. We're not going to finish 5-5. Really, we just got to worry about the Brewers.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's a good time to be a Cardinal fan. Just
hey,
as well as
I got
to
correct myself. Next week is at North Putnam, not Greencastle.
Gotcha.
So I was a week ahead. It's at North Putnam, 2A North Putnam, who's having an outstanding season. We're joined in the booth by Coach Rates after what come out to be an outstanding performance on homecoming. What do you think of that performance by your young team, Coach?
You know, we kind of challenged our guys this week to focus on us getting better, which has really been our focus all year. Get better every day in practice, get better each week in the games. Focus on us and not necessarily on what they do or don't do. And I think our guys did a very good job, and I thought our guys were focused tonight. And, you know, it feels good to get a win on homecoming.
Well, there was a big crowd, not just homecoming tonight. You had the Hall of Knights, you know, 6 inductees, so you had extra people here. You know, the second half with the running clock, which I'm a big fan of, the IHSA putting that in, you was able to see a lot of your second and third, you know, string guys come in. What'd you think of the second half when you called on them backup players?
I thought they did a good job. You know, the one downside of the running clock is you can't get as many guys in because it goes so fast. I mean, I think we only had 2 series.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of other guys that I wish we could have got in there in the game. Just because our games have been so close this year, we haven't been able to get those young guys much Friday night reps. So, but the guys that did come in when they got their chance, I thought they did a pretty good job. You know?
Well, and I'll tell you what, I've got to tip my hat to you and kudos to you because I've seen it and been on both sides of it. You had the ball first and goal with 1:43 to go with a big lead, and you went in victory formation and you need it. Sent it into the locker room. You had the chance to score there. kudos to you and your staff. That's great sportsmanship. Those 64 kids you had on that sideline, they learned a lesson tonight.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I've been on both sides of that.
I have too.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's the right thing to do. And Coach Potts is a good guy and does a good job, and he's just got a really young team, and I know that they'll be pretty good here in a couple of years.
Yeah, they might be good, but we got a young team too, and I'm not going to discount anybody right now because, like me and Jacob talked in the broadcast, because we didn't have much game to talk about, it went so fast. You know, I'm proud to be a Knight. What's going on right now in this community and everything? You got the Boys of Fall coming out at the youth football. I know you've got a player out there. That's coming up on the 29th. That's huge for the community. You know, it's a chance to give back. You got this beautiful new turf field, practice facility, you know, the weight room. You don't hear about that stuff very much. You got the new infield there, the field house. You guys had an opportunity to practice indoors if you had to, where you never had that before.
Right.
So, well, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to let Coach go celebrate this one. For Coach Rates, this is what? 3-0 in the WIC?
Well, they're in the other division, so this is really like a non-conference.
Oh, that is.
Game.
That is a non-conference this year. So 2-0, but next week, North Putnam. And, you know, I think earlier they were winning, so it looks that they're going to move to 5-0. Small school, but a lot of power.
Yeah, you know, North Putnam's always had a pretty good program. They made it to a state championship game not too long ago. And, you know, their coach does a good job over there. And I know he'll have them ready to play, so it's going to be a tough challenge.
Yep, and a tough challenge will be accepted. We'll be ready to rock and roll and head to North Putnam. We'll be on air at 6:45. We'll be back after this commercial break. We'll wrap it up. Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck this week, and I hope Jay Sean, everybody else healthy for next week.
Yep, thank you.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings
all
cover
right,
first
we got
down
all
payment,
the commercials
a new
in.
Roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. On your Great Dane scoreboard, to Northview 42 to Owen Valley 0 on homecoming. Again, Cambry Lucas, your homecoming queen. And they did something special for fall this year. They had a penny king, and Bowen Bussing raised the most money for donation to the Clay Youth Football League. Bowen Bussing was your penny king. Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, Indiana Farm Bureau, sponsored was Corbin Allen. Corbin Allen with 3 touchdowns, and he was on fire. Jacob, next week, North Putnam. Then we have, next week, North Putnam, then Greencastle, and then South Putnam. So, like Coach Reid said, this was non-conference because of the way that they shifted the east and the west. So, next week will be a big challenge at what looks to be 5-0 North Putnam. Then Greencastle back here at home, and then South Putnam. And then what we've been looking for, a crossover chance to play for a championship, which, you know, looking at the way things are, that could be dicey. Because if you look at the Western Indiana Conference, and you go to the Edgewood is 2-0. Indian Creek is 2-0. I'd love to see us go to host an Edgewood game here Northview.
Oh yeah, that would have the makings of a classic. And just like we've talked about in broadcast past, you know, especially once you get that WIC matchup of us and West Vigo and us and Edgewood, that's when it's going to be a dogfight.
You bet.
Those are the rivals of the conference. And that would be awesome. But first and foremost, we gotta pay attention to North Putnam, as we've talked about. You know, they're forced to be reckoned with. They might be that small school, but by God, they're a good team, and you can't overlook them. And I know Coach Rates knows that. And you know, he just got off of a 42-0 win, Brad, and you heard him just like I did. He said, "We got to watch film tomorrow, and we're going to get better." You know, they're not going to be content.
Yep. Well, for our sponsors, Riddell National Bank, Park County RMC, U.S. Lawns, Great Dane Trailers, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Timberland Lumber Company, Loren Service, PDF, York Automotive, and Morris Manufacturing. For one last time, I'm Brad Wallace. Thanks, Jacob. Thanks for stepping in. You've doing a great job this year. I'm glad to have you beside me. Dennis Porter back in the studio on the board. Dennis has done a fine job. I finally got to meet him tonight for the first time in person, and he's exactly what I pictured, a great guy. So Dave Crooks came. He bailed us out on the equipment malfunction that we had going on. So we're going to wrap it up from here at Northview. Tonight's Great Dane scoreboard had the Knights 42 and the Owen Valley Patriots 0. Your Chad Schottmeyer player of the game was Corbin Allen, which is headed to Wings Etc. for some wings. I'm going to head to Wings Etc. We're going to talk to them. We're going to get them on as our post-game sponsor. So tonight, the Northview Knights on homecoming win 42-0 over the Owen Valley Patriots. Next week, we'll have Northview versus North Putnam, and we'll be on the air at 6:45. Jacob, be safe. Be careful driving home. You listeners, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch up with you next week. Come back at 9:30 for the Indiana Sports Talk with Coach Bob Lovell. Tonight, the Knights 42, the Patriots 0. Be careful, be safe, God bless, until next time.
You've been listening to Later, guys. Football on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Loren Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. On you are
11:30 a.m. 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB Brazil, Terre Haute.